Welcome to Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's Carl and the Bot. It's 26th of May. Phone lines here, 221-1402, and we've got a guest in the studio. We also have a rant that's coming up later. It's not a rant.
Yes, it is.
I am just angry.
We both have something in our craw. But we're going to talk about that in the second half.
After we introduce our cast of thousands here, let's start with, Frosty.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I am doing okay. How are you doing?
Great, great. You're looking spiffy today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you took the hood off.
I did. It's too hot for a hood.
Yeah, but you put the hat back on.
Yeah. Got to keep my hair in line, you know? Yeah.
And speaking of keeping in line, which is impossible in this case, it's my soulmate, Linda.
Good morning. And on the line, we have our tip of the week fitness guru, Joe Adamson. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Linda and Carl.
Did you survive the weekend?
I absolutely did.
Okay, what's on your mind, and what can you share with our listeners this morning?
I want to tell people a little bit about, we want to talk about cardio a little bit, cardio exercise. The tip is to put a little effort into your cardio exercise. A couple weeks ago, we talked about the valuable role of strength training in losing body fat. And, of course, what most people think of when they think of exercise for weight loss is just getting out and walking or doing cardio exercise. And there's a million benefits to doing aerobic exercise or cardiovascular exercise, and one of them happens to be weight loss. But what I typically see happening is people are putzing along with their cardio, you know, at like a level 2 on a 1 to 10 intensity, and you got to put some effort into it. You wouldn't go lift weights and, you know, grab the 2-pound dumbbells. And it's no different for cardio. You got to put some effort into it. And if you do, you should have some breathlessness. You should feel, you know, it should be difficult. And the benefits you're going to reap are just far greater. You're going to burn more calories per minute. You won't have to exercise as long. And you're going to continue to burn calories long after the workout's over. So get out there and put some effort into your cardio exercise.
So does running in circles and leaping to conclusions count?
Absolutely.
What is that rope thing called?
The rope thing? Those are the bandit. You mean the rope's gone wild where you the 40-foot rope that you're swinging?
Yeah, that's
called the rope's gone wild. It's a 40-foot, inch-and-a-half thick rope that is just it was rated, I think, a month or two ago in Men's Health as the best new aerobic exercise. And it is just, talk about getting some intensity going. That will do it in a hurry.
I'm telling you, and that is absolutely correct, Mundo, because Carl and I thought, what a snap. It's a big ball. There's a couple long ropes on it. A minute, you think you're just about to fall to your knees.
Just wait till you guys come in today. We got some more toys for you.
Okay, Joe.
Hey, Joe, right. Again, thanks for your tips because they're simple. They're, it can help people get off their duffs and get out there and just start walking. Like you said, you know, start working out. But we sure appreciate it.
Hey, you bet. We'll talk to you guys later.
All right, take Joe.
Care. Hey, we're going to have to take a quick break here. When we come back, we've got another guest that's on the line that I want everybody to listen to. I met the young man yesterday, and I think it's real important that you all know who he is. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400, KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400, KQMS with Carl and the Bot. Hey, Zach, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, sir?
Fine. Hey, Zach, what's your last name?
It's Golden, sir.
Yeah, that's right. Zach Gold. You know, I'm
Golden?
Golden. And Linda and I, of course, were involved in the two of the three Memorial Day ceremonies yesterday, and just we were honored. We were saddened, of course, by memories of friends. But then again, I was heartened when I met Zach Golden. Zach is a sailor that enlisted not too long ago, from our area here, is home on leave, and he's getting ready to go back to field medical training so that he can train to be a corpsman so he can go out with the Marines. How you doing, Zat?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
We're doing fine. Hey, you look great in your uniform yesterday.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Strapping young lad.
Hey, Zach, what school did you go to while you were here?
I went to Shasta. I graduated out of there.
Okay. And what made you decide to go into the Navy? You know there's a war. You know there's wars going on, right?
I do. I always wanted to serve, and I was a seasonal firefighter as well, and I didn't want to continue doing that, being a seasonal. I just wanted to do something that I really meant something, and you know, it brought joy to me, so I couldn't have thought of anything better to do now that I've gone through it.
Well, you know, that's a great answer. You know, it's you know, since 2001, every young man and woman, and older man and woman who's enlisted in our service, knew they were going to go to combat. It wasn't like, oh, here, let me entice you in, and you can go to school, and oh, no, we don't usually go to war. That wasn't used, I don't think, was it?
Not at all.
Well, you know, one of the things we like to do here on the show is we just want to keep putting faces on our veterans, our young men and women that are over there fighting, because, you know, we won in Iraq. However, we're reminded that there is still danger over there by three or four of our fellow Americans that were killed yesterday in Fallujah, and that in Afghanistan we've had two or three that were also killed. But people, you know, are now they're focusing on, you know, the economy, this, you know, Supreme Court and all that. Sometimes they forget of the warriors like yourself, Zach, that are going to be standing on the wall protecting us. And we wanted to thank you.
Oh, thank you.
And, Zach, you are one of our heroes from the North State. Thank you so much for your service.
Thank you very much.
Now, when you come back after you get through your field training, you're going to stop by. We'll get you on the show and we'll talk about things you've learned about how to keep Marines alive.
I'll have to do that.
And let me tell you something. Marines love corpsmen. We just love corpsmen because, you know, you just got to love somebody that's going to stick his fist in a gaping hole in your body to stop the bleeding. But you'll learn about that at combat,
visualize that with your scrambled eggs this morning when you're listening to this show live.
Got anything you want to say, Zach?
Got
anything else you want to say?
No.
Okay. Hey, son, thanks so much for your service, and we really appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Zach.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Great. We are so excited about this call. Linda Hartman.
Linda, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Oh, great.
Fine. Now, Linda Hartman is one of our Shasta County Board of Supervisors, but she is on a mission going across the United States with our Missing in America project. Where are you today, Linda?
We are coming into Kentucky, and I hear that Kentucky is going to be throwing us quite a welcome and a big lunch and pretty exciting events here, so we're looking forward to that.
How's the weather?
We've had a lot of rain. It's, of course, today very humid, and right now it's not raining, but I've really felt for the riders. They've gone through some tremendous storms coming out of Denver. We've very lucky that we made it out of there safe and sound. We lost some of our riders going the wrong direction for a while, but so far our California and Southern Oregon group that are going all the way have been safe and sound.
I understand that there was an accident yesterday.
Yes, there was. Southern Illinois Buffalo Soldier bike with two riders went down right in front of the chase vehicle. Pretty traumatic. The lady was definitely injured badly, but we hear this morning that she's doing much better. So we appreciate all the prayers from everybody at home and across the country for them, and we wish the Southern Illinois Buffalo Soldiers the best.
Yeah, we went, thank you so much, Linda, for calling in, because we've had, yesterday we had two Memorial Day celebrations, memorials that we were at, and there were some fellow Harley riders that came up and said, oh, we've been trying to find out. I said, go to the Shasta Laker, Linda Hartman's blogging and sending emails. They said, are you going to talk about it tomorrow on the radio show? So I hope they're listening, and I hope that they're going to be following this, because here in the North State, I can tell you right now, people are so interested and so moved by what's happening as far as the country's, I don't know, excitement and patriotism behind this event that's heading all the way over to Arlington.
You know, it is. It's just amazing. The support we had from, you know, huge groups of flag wavers to just the lone person standing out in the field, you know, saluting. It's just such an emotional trip. I'm so honored to be able to be on it. And, you know, really wish one of the riders could have called in, but we don't have a gas stop for another, oh, probably 20, 40 minutes. So I know people would appreciate hearing from them. But I can tell you that every night when we stop and the riders talk to their family back home, and they just, it's uplifting, and they like to hear that people are checking us out and reading the little stories that I'm writing about our day, and kind of, I don't know, makes us, when you're so emotional and you're so far away from home, it's nice to hear every now and then from the folks back home.
Oh, absolutely.
Know they're supporting us. So.
Oh, absolutely. They're behind you 100%. Now, if people want to see what Linda's been writing and the photos that are coming through, you go to theShastaLaker.com, or you just go to our website, freefireradio.com, and we've got a link right to ShastaLaker.com. That way you can see what's happening every day, and you can also see the photos. Linda, I can't tell you how much we appreciate everything you've done.
Oh, thank you guys for your support, too, and I want to thank Zach. Best of luck to you, sir, and proud of you joining the Navy.
Okay, give everybody our best and tell them we're all thinking about it.
And hope you call back again, Linda.
Okay, well, we're going to hopefully arrive there tomorrow. So,
wow.
We'll give you a call back.
Yeah,
great.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you
be
so
safe.
Much.
Thanks.
All right. Okay, bye-bye.
This is Carlin DeBott, Free Fire Radio. We've got to take a quick break here, then we're going to come back. We've got the phone lines lit up. Plus, we have our guest here in the studio. It's News Talk, 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk, 1400 KQMS. Let's go to the phones. Dick, we've only got a couple of minutes here before the break, so fire away.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you and Linda for coming to the writing chapter of Ducks Unlimited and helping us with that program. We had a very successful dinner. We sent enough money to GU National to support 144 acres
wow.
of habitat.
That's you know, use that little duck call and here we come. Wah, wah.
I would like to also announce to all the duck hunters in the area, this is open to everybody that's interested in habitat. We are having a Shasta County Waterfowlers party at Anderson River Park on Thursday, June 11th. And it's $25. Tri-tip dinner goes with it, and we're giving away lots of decoys and other duck hunting equipment.
Okay.
I hope everybody can come down and have a good time.
Yeah, we'll talk about it some more, too, before then. So thanks. Great. Thanks a lot, Dick.
Thank you.
You bet.
Have a great day, folks.
Thanks.
Hey, Jim.
Yes.
You're up.
Okay, here's my beef. Why is it that we got two main radio stations up here, KQMS and KNRO, and we cannot get the giant baseball games? This is real big giant country. I know a lot of my friends, relatives, they go down to the giant games. They'll drive all the way to the city, see a giant game, stay overnight, and come back and catch the game the next day and come back on a Sunday night. This is big giant country, and we can't get the games on radio. Why is it that we can't get one of the stations, either KQMS or KNRO? Why can't we get one of those stations to carry the games? You guys run the same programming. Rush Limbaugh is on both stations.
Yeah.
Hey, John Hannity is on both stations.
Hey,
why can't one of those stations preempt your regular programming and bring us the games?
Well, you know what, Jim? Here's what I would do. I would get your friends together, and if you want to do this, you have them deluge Mapleton Communications with emails and letters that say, we'd like to hear the Giants games, because they used to have them, from what I understand.
Well, I know they used to have them. They had them for years.
Well, I think...
I'm from down in that area.
Right.
Became a Giant fan when they moved out here from New York, And when I moved up here in 68 or 69, we got the Giant games all the time up until just 2 years ago.
Right. You know, but here's, Jim, this is what I can tell you, is from what I know, and I'm no expert on this, but it's run by ratings. And that ESPN, the only ratings that were lower than ESPN were probably KPIG. So that's the whole thing, is you had to let, you know, and they run by sponsors. And if sponsors don't get, they don't see people listening to it, they won't put their money there. And that's the thing, is that's what people that are interested in a show, whether it's the Giants or anything else, is you got to let the station know, hey, we, you know what, we want this and we'll back it, that kind of thing.
Anyway, that's what we're here for, is that if you've got some beef, you got your mind on something, you call our station. It's open line, and that's what we're here for.
And that's come up before, Jim, and but that's the way to do it. You let the station know this is what you want to hear. Are you there? Thanks, Jim.
I'm here. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you for your call. How much time we got? Okay, we got a break here, and then we come back. Dan, we'll be talking to you about the ceremony out at IGO. Plus, we have our guest. We're going to be talking about No Veteran Left Behind, and a television show that's going to be on Thursday evening right here in Reading. Carl Lindebaugh.
And I've got a beef. And I got something up my craw, and I need your help.
Free Fire Radio, News Talk, 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl and Linda Bott.
I like that lead-in music.
Yeah, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, finest tobacco emporium, west of the Mississippi, maybe even east of the Mississippi. You give me a couple more months, I'll probably say in the United States. You know, they've got Espresso Joes there, and they will give you the type of coffee you want at a reasonable price. Kim knows how to make every type of coffee that's been known to man, and maybe even some aliens, and I ain't talking about illegals. Joe and Shelley, go visit them. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, we haven't heard from you in a while.
Well, what's a good word?
The good word is that you're calling about the IGO Cemetery.
I am. I took my grandkids out, and they got a chance to see it and learn a lot about some of my history and the history of this country. And unfortunately, they're not quite old enough to really grasp, you know, just get their hands all the way around it. But my grandson's 10 years old, so he has a little bit better understanding.
Well,
I think it's something that we have to show our kids. And unfortunately, it's not being out. One of those things that's put out there in front of them a whole lot, even in school anymore.
No, I think also you should show them the bombing of Pearl Harbor and the attacks on the Twin Towers.
I absolutely agree.
You know, that should be something everybody still learns about, because what the event in December 7th, 1941 that made this country, that brought this country together and built this country to the greatest nation on the face of the earth, was the result of an attack on our sovereign shores. And we did something then. We built this country from that. After 9/11, here we are 7 years later, and we fight with each other. I mean, there's no civility. There is, you know, the economy's in a mess. You know, you turn around and, you know, people, you know, that should be in leadership positions are abdicating their responsibilities. You know, what's happened in 60 years?
Well, you know what? There's a lot of parallels economic-wise between then and now. And, you know, one of the things that we learned back then was the might that we have industrial-wise, and, you know, how they recovered from the bad economy back, you know, from the 30s to where we can do the same thing now.
Well, you know, people think that the economy recovered under the New Deal, and it didn't.
No.
It went up for a while, and then it collapsed again. It was only World War II that rescued it.
It absolutely was.
Yeah. So, anyway, Daniel, but the thing that we really want to talk about, and you brought it up, was your
teaching your children.
Teaching the children about what Memorial Day really is about, and it's not about hot dogs and hamburgers and a baseball game.
Oh, absolutely. I also want to touch bases. You know, Zach called in. He's getting ready to go to corps school.
Yep, corpsman school.
And I spent 19 years as a corpsman out of my 20 that I spent with the service. And I want to give him all the encouragement in the world. And, in fact, if he wants to call back to the station, he can get my number from them. And, you know, I'll talk to him about what it's about being a corpsman and all the exciting things and not so exciting things, and you know, just toss some things at him.
Yeah, you know, it's one thing to be a corpsman in combat; it's another one to be in garrison.
Well, that's a fact, you know. And I had a lot of my friends that were FMF.
Yeah.
Even though I spent my time in the Coast Guard, almost all my training was with the Navy corpsman.
Yeah. Okay, Daniel, thank you so much.
Thank you for your service, too, sir.
Have a good day.
You bet,
thank
Daniel.
You.
Okay, our guest today, you know, speaking, going along right along with the veterans, is Tony Armstrong. And did I pronounce it right?
That's
Armstrong?
Right.
Okay. Tony is doing something for our community, and it's called No Veterans Left Behind. And can you tell us a little bit about that program, Tony?
Yes, Carl. No Veterans Left Behind is a public awareness message for the assistance and resources that are existing right now for our veterans. And the intent of this show is just to connect the people who need these resources and with the people who can give these resources. And I know it's a very small push to get this enlightenment out there to the community, but as a public access entity, we are kind of limited. But the idea that drives this whole purpose is what's paramount.
So what's going to happen here is Tony and his crew are going to have a television show on Thursday, and they're going to be talking about No Veterans Left Behind in this. And who they're going to have on there is Senator Mauricio Hansen and the Shasta County Veterans Representative, Dave Lanford. And they're going to be talking different programs. I have the honor there to be kind of like the moderator, if there is such a thing. And it's a live show. We're going to be talking about those benefits that veterans deserve or they have earned, and many don't even know about it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's correct, Carl. The fact that Dave Lanford of the VSO was very instrumental in actually bringing to light this plight, and we're going to have him discuss a little bit on some points of interest. I like to call them like a passion point, but the fact that there are services out there and there are people who do not know that they're out there, it's just incredible. So trying to act as an agent to drive the necessary eyeballs to these resources, that's what we're trying to do. Not trying to be a political platform at all, just trying to help those who helped us. And
we were asking about your inspiration, and it takes a lot of time and energy to put something of this magnitude together. So tell our listeners what motivated you to begin the program.
Well, it was the fact of seeing some veterans who were just not treated well out in the streets in Reading, knowing that some are under a bridge, under a tree. It would break your heart. The fact that we're able to reach out to those veterans who have a internet connection and or a TV connection, that's great. But it's just knowing that there are veterans who gave their everything for their country, and now we're just not really handling them the way they should be.
Well, you know, the one thing that President Obama has done, and it was he announced it yesterday, they're increasing the VA, the Veteran Administration budget, by 11%, the largest raise in 30 years, three decades. I applaud his efforts in that. Also, Michelle Obama has made as one of her main goals in life to help the families of the warriors that are out there on the front lines and all warriors that are deployed. Mm-hmm. You know, and I applaud her for that. You know, maybe we don't agree with everything the president does, and we can, you know, poke holes at things. But what those two acts they've done for the veterans are positive, and I applaud the Obamas for what they've done for that. Now, this show is going to be on Thursday night at 7 p.m., Channel 11, and will be rerun, I'm sure, several times. Is that correct?
Yes, I hope so. And again, it's you know, being a public awareness message for our veterans. It's just the most showing that it could be provided would be great. But Carl, you made a good point there on the on our president, and yes, he has opened up some stimulus potentials for our veterans. But as a media person, I want to really keep our finger on the pulse, so our veterans up here and around the nation, I'm sure, won't be forgotten or left out of all this crazy spending going on right now in our country.
Sounds great. Stay with us, will you? We're going to take a break here. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Stay on the lines. KQMS. Hey, welcome back. It's Carl and Linda Bott here, Free Fire Radio. We are finishing up with our special guest here, Tony Armstrong, who is the producer, director, along with your partner,
Derek Moss and Fred Chavez.
And that's right. It's called No Veterans Left Behind. It will be airing.
It'll be airing on May 28th at 7 o'clock.
That's this Thursday.
That's right. We're going to do it live. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's going to be live.
We're going to go for it.
All right. Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, Tony. Bob, good morning.
Good morning.
You're on.
Oh, okay. About 20, 25 minutes or so ago, you were talking about losing weight with a 40-foot rope exercise.
Yes.
I know I'm probably displaying unspeakable ignorance, but what is that all about?
Well, it's... We call
I mean,
it,
do
we,
you swing it around? No, wait, drag we call, it behind you? Or does no, my wife call, tie me up so I can't get to the refrigerator or what?
We need to have you on.
That's a good one, too.
Well, you know, Bob, we called it with Joe Adamson called in, and that's where we go work out. And we called it the rope thing, and he called it the rope thing, and there's a name of it. But it's
I call it the rope torture.
There's like a big ball that would be like an anchor.
Oh, I see. Rolled up into a ball.
No, the ball is on one end, and you run the rope through the ball. So the rope is essentially attached to the ground.
Oh,
I see. You're like 40 feet away with one end of the rope in each hand, and then you start, you know, doing exercises with it, you know, up and down, you know, both arms. You can do jumping jacks,
and the rope is huge,
and the rope's heavy, but it gives, so it's not so hard on your joints, but it is really a workout, and that's what we talk about. I call it the enhanced interrogation techniques of the rope.
Okay, you just hang on to the rope while you're doing exercises, yeah, where it kind of weights you,
yeah,
down more or less.
Yeah. Stop by Adamson's and have them take a look at it when you walk in there. They'll be glad to show it to you.
It looks like it's not a big deal, but it really is, yeah, so effective. It really works your lats.
Yeah, I'm just curious of what it was. I've never heard of it before.
But I liked your idea, too. You know, your wife ties you up so you can't get to the refrigerator. You take it and you drag your, you know, she ties it to you and then she pulls you down along the street. You have to run.
Drag from room to room.
Yeah. Anyway.
Tied behind the car.
There you go.
I had around my waist.
Yeah. You see, all those work. You know, it's just which way you use the rope.
Yeah, right.
Hey, thanks a lot, Bob.
Okay, thanks.
All right, Bob.
Bye.
Jeannie, baseball.
Go ahead. Jeannie, you're on.
Oh, okay.
Baseball, let's go.
All right. Good
morning.
Turn down your radio and you'll be able to hear us.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling in regards to the previous caller's comments about the Giants baseball game not being aired on the radio.
Okay.
And I moved up here from the Bay Area about 4 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a big baseball fan, Giants baseball fan. And, you know, I heard your show the other day. You were talking about the economy here in this area and how it's great if people move up here. It helps the economy. But when you consider that the Giants sell out their games to over 40,000 people every game, you know there's a lot of Giants fans in the Bay Area. And if I knew that I couldn't get the Giants game on the radio in this area, I would not have moved up here.
That would have made the difference?
Yes.
What about our great scenery?
Because I would consider it a real backward area. It just gives, you know, you get a feeling about an area. And when you hear that you cannot get, you know, the Giants game, when you consider that over 40,000 people, and that's just at the game, that doesn't consider all the people that are listening.
Well, that's a good point.
It is a good point,
but...
And it's just, I have, and my neighbors, same thing. They moved up here about 6 months before I did.
So how do you listen
to
it?
Because you like to go out and work in the yard or do other things, but yet you can still listen.
Yeah, so have you found another way of listening to it?
No, I can't get it on the radio up here.
Because somebody was saying out of Chico there was a way of doing it, but I'm not sure if that works.
Well, I have tried that, and so once in a while I can get it, but it's real. It comes in real staticky,
yeah.
not too good.
Well, if I can just say this, is that this was not up to our station here. Reading Radio did not make that decision. This came from headquarters that made the decision to pull ESPN off.
Well, whoever made that decision, they made a bad one. And I can't tell you. I mean, I have been to several places that people will go somewhere because, oh, gosh, I got to go listen to the game or I got to go see the game.
Well,
we appreciate you calling in and sharing this. You know, what we'll just do is we'll be a format here so people can call in and tell us their thoughts. That is why we have an open line show, Gene.
Okay, thought I'd let you know.
Thank you.
And thanks for calling.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KQMS, 1400.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Okay, before we go to the phones, we want to get our rant in because this is just really pissed.
Hey, something happened yesterday after we did the Memorial Day events, 10 and 12 o'clock. We came back. We took our dog. Many of you know that we have a puppy who is now 6 months old. So we go up to the Benton Dog Park. Now, for those of you who go to the Benton Dog Park, know that there's the big dog park and then there's the little dog park.
It's divided into two places, all dogs and small dogs.
Yeah, and people can take the small dogs over to the big dog park. But yesterday, you know, Snooki's is probably about the 13th or 14th time we've taken her up there. And yesterday, there was a big black dog. There was three dogs. But there was a dog, and it had the choker collar on it, which it wasn't. It doesn't matter if the color. I don't care what it is. It still had the big eyes, a big dog with the big choker collar. So I walked in and I had trepidation about putting the dog down on the grass, you know, our dog, our little baby girl, you know. And I said to the guy, there was a guy in there who had another dog, and I said, what do you think about that dog over there? He said, well, he's pretty nice. In the meantime, the woman restrained her dog. Then after the dogs were all playing, she took the dog off the leash. It's your turn, Carl.
Well, I said, you know, I said, ma'am, you know, this is for the small dogs. Your dog's big. Oh, my dog isn't nasty. I said, it doesn't have to be nasty. It just has to be running and knock over one of these little dogs. It could hurt them. Well, are you upset because my dog's black? Lady, I do not racial profile dogs. I don't care if he's polka dot. The dog's too big. Well, what about that dog? See, another couple had brought their dog in. I looked at them. I said, guess what? You guys are collateral damage because she's right. You've got a big dog. The thing is it's rudeness. She was not going to take her dog out of there. She thought that it was fine for her to have a large dog in there. And this is kind of what I'm getting at. It was rude. It's a privilege to go up there to the park.
And there's signs with rules.
And the thing is we're all trying to get along together up there. I mean, it's not easy with the dogs. Usually let the dogs figure it out. But there's a reason that you don't want the big dogs in there. But at that point, I realized there was absolutely nothing I could do. That lady wasn't going to take that big dog out of there. And, in fact, was getting off on the fact of me saying, you know, dog doesn't belong in here. And so we just picked up the dog and left. Now, there's one thing that I have a real problem with. It's rudeness. What makes you more important than me? What makes me more important than you? Well, nothing. And you get in something like that, you have one person run it for everybody. Because, okay, at that point now, do I have to start worrying about a big dog taking on one of these little dogs and really hurting them? And it's by the way, it has happened out there before. So what do you do?
What would you do? That's the question. I mean, we want to know.
We've about run out of time here.
But we're going to start at the top of the day, but we want to take your calls because that's what this is all about. But we had to just vent. What would you do?
You know, I'm at the point, say, okay, fine, I'll just start carrying the pepper spray, and anytime a dog gets near mine, I'll just, you know, cut loose with it. And then, you know, but the whole thing was, you know, the woman just sat there, and she was getting off on it. Oh, so what if I have the dog over here? What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Jim, good morning.
Morning. Hey, that's too bad about this people up there being rude. You know, that's...
You know, it's those people, you know, you come to a stop sign and they cut through on you, right?
Yeah, or the one when you're sitting with your blinker over in the parking lot ready to pull a big SUV into a parking spot and some little guy, a little sports car dives in and parks.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, it's like...
Make you want to slit his tires.
You know, and today, you know, things are tough enough without asses out there just being rude.
Yeah, that's what spawned that song, you know.
Yeah. Anyway, what were you calling about, Jim?
Hey, up at the Veterans Cemetery, that was one of the nicest ceremonies I think I've ever seen held up there.
Yeah. Well, that's what I heard, too. I mean, I understand that a lot of people, and, you know, it was absolutely all day yesterday was a day of outpouring of respect for our veterans that have fallen.
Yeah, and Colonel Pete did a really good job. He lined up the flyover on that.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say something here, that Colonel Pete Stickley is a very good person. If anybody has any kids that are getting ready to go into the military, he is excellent to talk to them ahead of time, get them there. He took my grandson and a group of Civil Air Patrol people down to Beale Air Force Base, took them through there, and that was really a super deal that he ever did.
He's, you know, Pete Stiglitz is a great man. He's done a lot for our community. Hey, Jim, we have got to break. Our time is up. Thank you. You know, this is Carl Linda Bott, and we've run out of time. I'm sorry, Bill, you've been on your call about baseball, but hey, guess what? Open line show tomorrow. Start us off with that. Carl Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS, and guess what? It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?